Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Gentlemen, the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Heart, is in the building, and welcome to another awesome episode of The Honey Suite. Ah, I made it. It's been a whole 7 days since y'all last heard me. And it's been a whole week since Hurricane Sandy, or Tropical Storm Sandy, came to visit us. Things have been up and down. It's a bittersweet week for me. I'm kind of happy. I'm kind of depressed. I'm going through something. Because Friday is my 32nd birthday. And about 10 years ago, I really went through something really dramatic and serious, and it kind of changed my life, and it kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things. So, you know, I keep reflecting back on how things coulda, woulda, shoulda type of moments. You know, you go review. I think everybody goes through this when it's like a couple of days before their birthday. They go through the coulda, wouldas. You know, I coulda did this differently. I coulda did that differently. But you know, it is what it is, but I am excited. It's another year, you know. I've been on this earth another year. I've maintained another year. I've made strides and I've reached goals. So, you know, I'm not gonna basically take away from the achievements and accomplishments that I have done in the last 360 some odd days. That I was placed on this earth. So I'm not going to do that. So I'm not going to dwell on it. But Friday's my birthday. Go me. Go me. All right. And tonight is election night. For the first time in my history, I voted today. I got up out my bed. I threw my clothes on. And I went It was literally two blocks from my house, my poll site. And it was, you know, it wasn't no way I could, you know, share it with. I just went. Like, you know, I just went ahead. I went to the poll site. I was a little nervous, but, you know, I went to the poll site and got my little ballot. I filled it out. The lady's like, okay, now you got to put it in the machine. And that was it. And I was like, really? Like, that was it. But, you know, it's like, okay, that may have been it for the actual, you know, completion of the voting. But it was just like, really, what took me so long to do this if it was just that simple? And I don't think it had anything to do with the process of voting, but more so of following the actual race. The campaigns, hearing every side, trying to understand every side, trying to comprehend what, you know, what these people have in store for us that we're putting in office, and seeing who has a better plan. I think it was more of me actually paying attention to what was going on. And, you know, with age comes maturity. And I think that played a big part in it as well. You know, I think, you know, that I'm getting older. I'm starting to become more conscious, so to speak, of my surroundings. And I think that's what I contribute to today's whole voting thing for me. There's always a period in time where, you know, you just need to venture out and try new things. And, you know, I've been reflecting a lot this week. So, you know, I'm just saying. That's all I'm just saying. Pay me no mind. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Phone Fantasy Radio's The Honey Suite. Once again, 805-830-8320 is the number to call. That's 805-830-8320. So how we do it, I play a little bit of music, I get into a little topic, and then I play a little bit more music, and I get into a little topic, and we just keep going back and forth for the next 2 hours. That's how the lineup goes, the format of the show goes. So if by any means you want to chime in, add your two cents, or if you just want to comment, song request, say hi, you can do that as well. Everybody's welcome here. All opinions are welcome here. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to bite your head off. Let me know, you know, how was your experience as far as voting? Is this your first time voting? Have you voted before? Do you understand? Did you just vote for anybody? Did you actually go and research? So, you know, let us know how your voting experience was. Once again, you can give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's how we roll up in here. Yeah. Anyway, other than that, what else I got going on? I don't have much going on right now. I'm just chilling, you know. Right now, I'm just chilling and just trying to maintain. That's it. That's what I got going on right now. So what I'm going to do without further ado is get into some music. We're going to get into a music set. We're going to come back. It's slow jam day. That's how I'm feeling. Just mellowed out. So rock with me.
Of your hand and everything is right. The gentle way you look at me when we kiss goodnight. You've given me the freedom no other love has known. And now I thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
In countless ways you've touched my heart. More than I can say, the beauty that you've shown to me takes my breath away.
My breath away.
A picture perfect painting, that's what all of is. And yes, I need you so.
Art is true.
Groove with me now, groove with me now. All right. That right there was Earth, Wind, and Fire with That's the Way of the World. And before that, I start off the set with Atlantic Star Masterpiece. Now, Earth, Wind, and Fire, That's the Way of the World was probably one of my favorite songs, only because I was, you know, where I was at, and I was in a little kid, I was in a chorus. And that was one of the songs we had to sing, and I actually knew most of the words then, so I only like songs when I know all the words, and I had the sheet of words, but no, I really did enjoy it. No, I can't sing, but I was a part of a choir. When you're a kid, all little voices sound so angelic, but I was like under the age of 10, about 10 years of age when I first heard this song, and really like, you know, seeing the words and stuff like that. We had to sing it for some stupid thing. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, had to groove out to that. I was going to cut it short, but I just grooved to that for a minute. That's the Way of the World. Okay, so it's election night. You know, hopefully people are not here because they're out voting, trying to get their last minute votes in. I don't know if all the polls closed as of yet, but I got mine done early this afternoon. I actually woke up, and I was determined to go. I got dressed. I got out, and it was a beautiful day, like the calm before the storm type situation. That's what it was today. It was like, the sun was extra bright. It was cold, but it wasn't, you know, cold. It was nice day. It was a beautiful day. Like, there was no reason for you not to go out and vote. Like, you know, I know that, you know, we was hit hard with Hurricane Sandy. Some people don't have electricity, and, you know, some people have damage done to their homes, and they have so much stress on it. And I mean, like, this election has so much going against it. Now I'm hearing reports that, you know, the poll sites are all messed up. Some poll sites are messed up. Some states are having problems counting the ballots or something like that. Now there's a thing on Facebook where if you post your ballot form on Facebook, they can count that as against Obama. They won't count that, excuse me, not against Obama, but they won't count that. It's like null and void. I don't know. I really don't know, and I hope that is not the case. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It keeps going in and out on what's, you know, who's up and who's down, but I did it. That's all I'm just saying. Right now, I'm going to bring in the 225. Welcome to the Honey Suite with the Crush Hearts. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lady C calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hi, Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I went out and voted too early, and it wasn't a long line.
Right, I voted early, and it was like I walked in and walked out type situation. Like,
yeah.
It was probably like one of the couple in front of me, and, you know, they didn't have – okay, the only thing I didn't like about the whole voter experience, you know, they have like one side is from last names from A to Z, you know,
yeah.
A to G, and then the other side is H to Z. They didn't have an old sign on your table, so you were just standing in the middle of the floor like, where do I go? Then the lady's going to say, now the lady's sitting there, she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, like, when you're going to call the next person, and she's like, oh, everybody, last name, M to such and such is over here. Like, really? Like, you're supposed to have
put the letters on the table.
Right, put the sign on the table, even if it was just like a piece of paper you just printed out or, you know, wrote numbers on. But you got us standing in the middle of the floor. But other than that, it was A-okay. You know, they explained everything,
yeah.
Handed your ballot, you went and, you know, you voted, and then you handed it to them. So it was a really cool experience. It was in a nursing home. My poll site is a nursing home.
Oh, okay. Mine's was a school. We had the electronic. We don't get the ballot. We had the electronic one where you just push all the buttons. Boop, 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 boop. And you go,
boop. They didn't do that here. They didn't do that here. I mean, they had a scanner. Like, a ballot. You circle in all the people you want. And then there's a scanner. And you just stick it in the scanner. And then it'll say if it's accepted or not. And then that's it. I'm like, damn, I'm going to get a button? Can I get a button or something? Damn, man. Get nothing. I just felt so empty-handed. Like, damn, I need to take something. So I just went and took a quick picture of somebody else standing behind the booth. Like, I did it. Like, you know, I did it. Well, it was my first time.
Yeah. It
was my first time voting, so I felt good about that. You know, even if nobody knows it, I know it. You know, I did a good job.
Oh, wow. That is exciting, then.
Mm-hmm. First time doing it. One of my nephews.
What took you so long?
You know, I was just saying that. I was like, it was basically the fact that I don't follow politics.
Yeah.
And I don't pay, you know, I don't really pay attention to that. Like, click, click. But because of things like Facebook and Twitter and, you know, like, you was always up to date on it. You know, the radio show, it was just in your face. And then I just happened to actually start paying attention to what was going on. And I think, you know, with age comes maturity, that's also another thing, too, because now certain things are starting to click and make a little sense. So I think that's what it is for me personally. That's what it was. Certain things just started to make sense. But, we talked about your voting experience. So tonight I do have a topic. Tonight's topic is geared to, I was surfing the net like I normally do. Always catch me on the net. And something caught my eye. It says, the title says, a man from northern China who divorced and sued his wife. And won. He divorced and sued his wife and won. And I'm like, he divorced her and sued her and won $120,000. And I'm like, why, how, what, where, why? Right? So me being the awesome person that I am, I went ahead and I read the story that they have of this man who went and sued his wife. The basis of the story, it goes like this. The man married this lady. She marries this man. This man thinks she's cheating because he looked, they had a baby together, and the baby doesn't look like either one of them.
Wow.
So he assumed she was cheating. That was his first thought. Like, you cheated on me. Why, you know, that was his thought. That's why he went to get a divorce. You cheated on me. She claimed up and down that she didn't cheat. He said the baby was ugly. Straight up ugly. He was just like, the baby is incredibly ugly. And he was like, it don't look like me, and it don't look like you. He was like, so you cheated on me. That's what he said. Then they was going to court or whatever, and they saying she spent over $100,000 on intense plastic surgery to drastically change her appearance before she met her husband. She never told him about these surgeries. So when he found out about the procedures, he filed a lawsuit. And he said, you, ma'am, convinced me to marry you under false pretenses. And a judge agreed and awarded him $120,000.
Wow.
Yes. She turned around and she awarded him $120,000. And once again, the babies look like nothing like him. And I was, like, shocked to first hear that. And then I was like, you know, let me step out and let me put, you know, you put it in her shoes. For any person to go under drastic plastic surgery. You have to first feel, or, you know, if we all had that option, you know, if we all had that money, or that, you know, was able to do that, would we go under the knife? Maybe not as extreme as spend $120,000, but I think at one point or time, we all felt like, oh, I wish I could change this, or I wish I had this, or I wish I was able to do this. And do you think, I don't know, out of the situation, do you think he was all right to win?
No. I mean, that she was who you married. What you see is what you married. Just because of her past, if we're going to go down people's past, that's who he married. She made herself who he wanted.
Right, but...
The fact that she wasn't a beauty queen from Jump Street, you did not go and look at any of her kitty pictures or anything?
Oh, no. I mean, right, that's what I'm thinking too. For you to be married, but then again, you know, for her to spend over $100,000 on plastic surgery... Because, I mean, she got everything done. She got the lips done. She got the nose done. She got the eyes done. She got implants put in. Like, she got a lot of stuff
done. She didn't like herself at all.
She didn't like herself at all. Like, you know, they you know how they do the eye lifts and they make
them?
Yeah. She got one of those done. Like, the picture looks nothing. I mean, it looks like it, but it looks nothing like her at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. Like, but at the same time, I understand his initial, you know, feeling some type of way. Like, my kid, like, my baby.
He's ugly.
My baby. Like, I can understand that you bring a kid into the world and look at a hot mess. Like,
But you're supposed to love your child.
No matter what. I understand.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if one of the parents was a good look, you know, the kid probably had a winning start. Like,
I wonder what about family? He didn't meet her family, or was she no family? It couldn't be just, well, she's the beauty queen, everybody else looks like dogs. Something should have clicked
in his head, right? Like,
yeah. I got her. How did I get her? Wow.
But not even him, you know, the guy himself, like, you are, what about you? Are you a good look? Like, they don't have a picture of him.
Yeah.
They have a picture of her, but I haven't seen a picture of him.
But because she made herself who she figured you wanted, and that's who you married. I don't think that was false pretense.
No. They wasn't together when she got this done. This is before she met him.
Yeah, but
this is way before she met him.
So she made herself so that she could be presentable to a man that she felt would be good. And that's who you married.
Mm-hmm.
If you that, you know, you're going to have children. Ask all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So that should be in your top 10.
That's like with the people who pretend surgery
done. Is that supposed to be part of our top 10? You ever had any plastic surgery done? Like,
No, that's the question you ask. But, I mean, it's just like the, right now, I guess it's just like the AIDS test question, you know, and all this. If you figure that's going to be important, you want to have children, well, okay, how does people in your family look? Does everybody look like you?
Yeah.
Are we expecting somebody to come out with a tail, a hoof, or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the question. I guess that's the old people you say, who your family? You know, and want to know your family before they went that far, and that's one of the problems. People don't find out who people are.
Mm.
And
y'all.
How long were they married?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it doesn't.
Is it how long they were married?
It doesn't say. Oh, I don't have that story. I don't have that full story in front of me. But
that's crazy. Him divorcing her, and then he gets the money.
And then he get money for that, like. My thing is, if I was the judge, I would have been like, well, you know, you could have done your research. It wasn't like you never asked, so I never told you. Like, but you could have did. I didn't hide it, neither. you know, like I have pictures. It wasn't like she hit it, like, you know, I was a man, and I kind of see it if she did that, you know what I mean? You had plastic surgery, like
now that,
you know,
one, yeah,
right. I was a man, or I was a woman, and now I'm a man type thing, or I'm a man and now I was a woman type thing. That I can, well, that right there is a ground for
right
birth,
there.
But you know. You know, this is why I can't have kids. And, you know, I can understand something like that. But, you know, just to enhance your beauty, like, you suffer for that? Like, that's crazy. Wonder what does that do to your self-esteem, too?
It's
well, then again, you have none to begin with if you had to go through all that. Like
that much surgery. But then they say people get addicted to it, too.
Right. Right.
Just like with tattoos and stuff, but
True.
Apparently, she didn't like herself at all.
Right, to spend so much money on
every part of her body. You went from one point to the other.
Mm-hmm. Every part.
Ooh, that's a lot of money. Her plastic surgeon talking about you. I'll see you next year. See you in a couple months.
And they don't have it. They don't have like the details of, you know, what it is that she had done, but
right, the cost alone,
right. But damn, gee whiz, golly, $120,000. If I had that to spend, I don't think I would do it on surgery.
No. But people do it, and I don't get it. Only surgeries I have are the needed ones. I don't think that's a that's like liposuction. I know what they're doing. No, you would have to fool me. No.
Right, you're going to have to knock me out or throw me to sleep or
make
something.
Make me think of something else, you know. Okay, we're not going to do it. Okay, just take this little, go relax. Okay, boom. What's your father? Why is my belly hurting? Oh, where'd it go? Ooh.
But still, and all, like, woo.
That's a lot. But there are people, my sister-in-law, who was a physical trainer for her marriage, for her wedding, she did the liposuction. But I'm looking at, what are you sucking off? That she was still so, I mean, to me, she was like, I don't know, she was, she does the exercise, everything. Well, there was a little flab on my belly. I'm like, go what, huh? And they was talking about belly rings. I say my belly would eat a belly ring. Don't. Yeah. Put it in the belly. Yeah. Where's the ring? It's gone. But that's. I'm like you. Face and breast is nothing that's saying that you were trying to hide something other than you want to enhance. If she had been a him turned into a her. Or her turning to a him, that's false pretenses, you know, without telling you the whole story. But just the fact that you had plastic surgery to enhance yourself and the judge gave it to him,
mm-hmm.
I think the judge was wrong on that one.
Right. That I think, too. I think the judge, because I'm like, what kind of message are you sending to the kid? Like, at the end of the day, like, what is he telling his child? Like, it should have been in the best interest of the child. Because now we're, you know, it was crazy, like, for that to happen. Like, just trying to put it all in the, you know, like, I don't know. Just, like, what is he going to happen? And, and they had a baby girl at that.
Okay. So what if it had been a weight loss thing? And she didn't tell him that she used to be 500 pounds. Are you saying that there, too, is also false advertising? Because you didn't tell me that before you were 500 pounds or 300 pounds, now that you're down to a size 4, you know, you have that. That's opening that door. Oh, you got the fat gene. You just happened to lose down, and you didn't tell me this, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they had a DNA test and everything because he really thought the baby... He really thought the lady was cheating. So they had a DNA test to prove that the baby was his and the wife. And the lady had to come clean. Before I met you, I had $1,000 worth of cosmetic surgery in Korea.
Wow. That's a lot of surgery. Mm-hmm. Where do they live?
They live in China.
Oh, okay.
Right. They live in China.
Well, they're only allowed to have one baby there. Is that the one with just one baby?
Oh, I don't know.
I know. Wow. That's sad. I feel so sorry for her.
But I'm going to go ahead and get into some music, and we're going to come back and talk some more about the price of beauty. Because did you know that they can have surgery done on a vajayjay, too?
Who what?
Right. We're going to get into that when I come back. Well, I don't know if I want to stick a knife down there, but yep. Welcome back. I always mean to cut this song a little short, but I'm grooving. I don't know about y'all, but I am having an awesome time. That right there was Cool in the Gang with Cherish, and before that I played Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle. Never knew love like this before. Lady C, you still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay, so before I went on my lovely break, I said, what, Lady C? I asked you a question. Like, did you know that you can have plastic surgery done to your vajayjay?
No.
Yes. Why? And this is actually, this is cosmetic surgery. It's becoming very popular now. Is a whole slew of reconstructive / cosmetic surgery done to the vajayjay. It really is. It's like a whole slew. But the major ones they have is the I might be pronouncing these wrong, but if you know about it, please call in and let us know. 805-830-8320. The first one sometimes happens after childbirth, but now it's a more cosmetic thing, and it's called the vaginoplasty, and that's the procedure that's aimed to, quote-unquote, tighten up a vagina. After childbirth or aging, they can, you know, improve the sensitivity or something like that. You know, they go in and they stitch it up a little bit. You know, they want to feel like they're 18 again, I guess. I don't know. that's what they give you. You know, because the vaginal, it stretches. The 8-pound babies are coming out of that. You know, and sometimes, you know, they can go in. Sometimes you tear down there. So I understand.
But you can exercise it back yourself. You don't have to go and pay for it.
Right. I can understand. I can say that. But, you know, people want things right here and now. And they also say that it actually helps with, it actually helps sensitivity. it heightens and, you know, the whole sensitivity thing. So that's one. And then the other one they have is the labiaplasty, which is the labia, for those who don't know, are your the vagina lips. They got the outer lips and they got the inner lips, and surgery can be done with the tightening or without. You know, they can make them smaller or they can reshape them. You know, some women, they're too long or too large, and they can go and they can reshape them. So, you know, some people do go through that. But I don't know if I want to do that as a cosmetic situation. Like, I got too much stuff going on down there as is. I don't want to have nothing else to do. That hurts. You know, like,
what if they mess up? What if they make it too tight?
Look, I don't care about none of that. What I have to explain is, me myself, I have a very low tolerance for pain. When I say low tolerance, like a paper cut, you know how your, not even a paper cut, you know how your cuticles get all hard and they start to peel? Like, that hurt to me. Like, that, ow. So I can't even imagine you doing surgery on my vajayjay and I can't, that hurts. Let me see, that hurts. I don't even know, like, why would you purposely want to hurt down there? Like, no, I don't want to hurt. I don't even like cramps. What makes you think I want to have, I don't. But this is something that's growing. It's starting to sweep the nation. People are starting to do that. You know, I mean, this is taking it. I can understand you getting a piercing, but this is just taking it a little too far. Like, really? I don't know. What you think, Lady C? Is this something that you can consider?
No.
I mean, you know how they market it? It's called vaginal rejuvenation.
Mine is rejuvenated enough.
or they market it as the designer vagina.
Is it because someone complains, or is it that you just feel that you want it done? I mean, who what makes you think that you need that done? Is he complaining?
And sometimes it don't have nothing to do with him. Like, these is like, I don't know. It may be, but
I know sometimes women want to feel, because I know a young lady who went to the adult store to get the stuff to tighten hers up because she felt that it had stretched out with someone else and she didn't want the other guy to know. And I'm like, really? You're going to pay some money, the little lotion or whatever it is, to tighten it up? And I'm like, really?
They say take a bath and vinegar. I've heard that. Home remedies to tighten it up. Take a bath. Take a bath and put some vinegar in your water. That shit is tight. I burned the shit out of you, too. Make sure it's more water than vinegar, because that shit is steam.
Well, that's why they used to, I think that's why they used to dish with vinegar.
That
more
shit,
so than anything.
Yeah, that shit burning, sting all at once. Like, I don't want that.
But wait a minute, you say they do the lips too?
Uh-huh. Right.
No.
They reshape the lips and all that, yeah.
Reshape them to what? What reshape are you?
Right.
If you're that worried, you're looking down there a little too much to me. If that bothering you that much, you're looking too much. Stop looking.
I should change the question, because I posted a question out for everybody, and it's like, I said, would you have surgery on your sex organs? It's like, would you have cosmetic surgery? I'm not talking about, you know, this is something that, you know,
if it's a need, that's a different thing. But this is just because you feel that it's not correctly, it's not tight enough, it ain't pretty enough, it's down there. Mm-hmm. If he's looking at it and he's that close and he opened his eyes looking, he needs to see whatever he sees.
Listen, ladies, gentlemen, I know they have surgeries for guys too, so it's not just ladies. They do have surgery for men too, I believe. But I'm just
they also have where they take the fat and insert it in the men's penis to make it thicker.
Right.
Oh, they do all of that.
805-830-8320
So cool. Ask the surgeon; they will do anything for you, any part of your body.
Any part of your body, right? They got the chest implants, you got the butt implants, you got the calves implants. Like, that's just too much work. Like, only thing I want you to do is take off this thigh meat. No, I like the thigh meat.
All I want is the stomach to go, but if I didn't, that I've been with, like, my belly, but I would like the belly to go some. That's it. The rest,
right,
I
got the belly. Right. Take that. You can have that.
But they kiss on it, but that's all I want to go is the belly. The rest, I'm good with. Touch the JJ.
Don't touch it. Don't reconstruct it. Don't do nothing. Like, leave that alone.
No.
It is pretty just the way it is. Somebody
he doesn't like to.
Somebody said, she said, shout out to Rock in the chat room. She said she want to do anal bleaching. Right. Listen. I don't know what she meant by that. Just tell you what they wrote. But no, don't mess with that either. Don't mess with
anything. Okay, you know what comes out of there? It's never clean. It's always dirty. Just wash it real good. Get soap and water. Get some Dial.
Get some Dial, you stupid. OMG.
When you say bleaching, that's like something astringent. Some things they do. I used to think about getting a piercing down there, but then they say if they do it wrong, you lose your sensitivity. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to mess up what I'm enjoying. No. That's about as much as I would do.
Oh. So in the process of doing this, they tell you they have, it's two different versions. They have the reconstructive surgery, and they have the cosmetic surgery. The reconstructive surgery improves the function of the body part, while the cosmetic surgery just changes the aesthetics of it, you know, just the appearance of it. Just the reconstruction is supposed to help make it better. But I'm fine. I don't want to do any of that. I'm good. I just don't want to hurt. I don't like the recovery process. Once that stuff starts to wear off,
you'd have to drug me for a whole while till I know it was healed. While she's sleeping, because I don't want to feel the pain.
She said it's a Cali thing, not internal. It's bleaching the color to make everything match.
Oh.
How did you know where to go? No, I'm just playing.
Save it. I don't know.
God, I know. It's a Cali thing. Shout out to Cali. Like,
okay. Well, I don't live in Cali.
If I have to bleach anything, I would want to bleach my knees.
Oh, you got that problem too?
In my elbows. Like, that's all I want to bleach. I was like, I'm going to bleach my elbows.
Did that happen from a childhood or what? I used to scrub my knees as a child.
Well,
trying to get
the doctor. Right, that's childhood. That's, you know, you always on your knees while you crawling and stuff like that. Like, I think that's just from childhood. I don't know. That's a lifetime of rug burns. Who said that? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, folks, We are at the top of the hour. We're talking about the price of beauty. Would you have cosmetic surgery on your sex organ? Or you can call up and share your voting experience, because tonight is election. Obama, Team Obama in the building. I voted for the first time tonight, having a good time over here on the Honey Suite as well. Now I'm going to go into my little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish this conversation, because I don't know, Lacey. I feel a little type of way right now. That's just a little pain. 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. This is the top of the hour, and this is a little segment we like to call the Honey Laws. So, men, listen up. The Honey Laws, things to do with the naked woman. Guys, you may want to listen up to these. One, focus on her backside. No, I'm not referring to her butt. I mean, literally, the backside of her body. You probably usually focus on her front, which means you're neglecting a lot of nerve endings. So, try standing behind her and kissing the nape of her neck, then slowly move down her spine. This also puts you in the perfect position to reach around and cup her breasts or stimulate her manually. 2. Try a wall post. This is way better than Facebook. Gently push her up against the wall and spread her legs using your knee. Then press your thigh between hers. General clitoral stimulation in the form of your thigh rubbing her button is a great way to get her revved up. 3. Put both hands to good use. Grab one of her butt cheeks with one hand and use the other hand to cradle her face. This sends two messages. First, you find her so beautiful you can't stop looking at her. And second, you find her so effable, you can't wait to do her. Which is pretty much exactly the message any woman wants to receive when she's standing naked in front of you. 4. Touch this little known hot spot. Place both of your thumbs on either side of her vajayjay and rub the area in small circles without actually inserting your fingers inside her. The same nerves that make her clitoris such a hot spot actually extend down to this area, so your massage is the perfect warm-up to oral. 5. Lube up before entering. Take a dabble of lube and rub it around the opening of her vajayjay. This will be just enough to allow you to enter smoothly, but not so much that there isn't no friction at all. And finally, 6, tap into your inner vampire. People have a slightly high tolerance for pain when they arouse. They also have a harder time discerning pain from pleasure. Take advantage of her sexed up state to give her thigh some love bites before giving her oral. Remember to be safe and have fun. This has been a public service announcement from the Honey Suite.
I just wanna be. bit.
Nice. Welcome back. That was Shower Me With Your Love by Surface. And before that, I played music. No. Before that, Old School Jam, Tevin Campbell, Alone With You. And before that, we had the Honey Laws. This month on the Honey Laws, we're doing 30 ways or 30 things you can do with a naked woman. So I just gave y'all 6 of them. We got some more to go. Anyway, you are tuning into the Honey Suite. I am Miss LaCrush Hart. I also have Miss Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, holding it down with me. I see we have Rock and Cindy, who just joined the chat. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for tuning in to the Honey Suite. And tonight we're talking about the price of beauty. And also, you know, it's election day. I shared my voting experience. I invite you to call up and share your voting experience. Lady C shared her voting experience. And I'm asking, would you have plastic or cosmetic surgery done on your sex organ, your vagina or your penis? Would you have cosmetic surgery done? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and I know you want to talk. That's 805-830-8320. Lines are wide open. Lady C, we are getting in deep with this. This cosmetic surgery thing, the stitch up the hole, stitch up the hole and all that other stuff. Now, I'm going to get a little personal with you because I know you yourself, you have 10 grandchildren?
I have 10 grandchildren. I had 4 children.
Okay, you have 4 children and 10 grandchildren. Out of
right.
your 4 children, was any of them over 7 pounds?
Yeah, 2 of them.
Did you have to be stitched up afterwards?
With my second child, my oldest daughter, I did.
Oh.
But see what they were doing the little cut that they supposed they say they do.
Uh-huh.
And I upped it and I remember kicking the doctor. I wasn't ready for that. You know, because and they did stitch it up. They had to stitch it back or something. I'm like, what are you doing? And yeah, that's not to actually do it just to tighten it up. No, because you have to sit in the little warm water to make sure the stitches don't get infected and everything. you have to have the little squeeze bottle of water when you go to the bathroom and make sure you rinse all the stuff off so the stitches don't get infected. No, to pay for somebody to do that, no.
Wow. That is, see, more reasons why I don't want to have babies. See, man, you see what we got to go through? More reasons why I don't want to have babies. Because I got a big head, and if your ass got a big head, that means the baby's going to have big head. You know what? We should be able to sue. Just like how that man sued, okay, earlier, folks, for those that just tuned in, we did a surgery that what actually brought on all this conversation, the whole price of beauty thing. It was a story that I read. A man in China divorced his wife, and he turned around and sued her, and the judge, and he won, and the judge awarded him $100,000. What happened was, the wife, they had a baby. Let me start from there. They had a baby. The baby came out butt ugly. Literally, the baby came out ugly. And the man accused his wife of cheating. Like, he was dead set. Like, the baby don't look like you, and the baby damn sure don't look like me. You cheated. So they did a blood test. It came back. The baby was both theirs, like they're both, and then the woman had to confess, well, before I met you, before we got married, I had over $100,000 in plastic surgery. What? So he filed suit of false pretenses, and he won off the strength of, you know, he was falsely She falsely represented herself. That's why they got married. So that's why he won $120,000. Basically, I had to pay for my surgery. Then I had to pay you for the same amount of surgery I had. You won. Like, that's as much, the same amount of money that he was awarded with. Oh, my goodness. And that's another, this is another thing, too. Cindy, but he won. Like, I understand Rock. I feel like it's bogus, too, but he won. And, you know, gastric bypass. I'm on the fence with gastric bypass. I'm on a fence with it because I don't want to take a pill and wake up and the fat be laying in the bed when I get up. I really do. Like, but I don't know if I can go through that. Like, they're telling me so many restrictions you have. Like, I can't eat regular food. Like, that's my thing. Like, I can't eat regular food no more. Like, really?
Right. I would have to have 911 on speed dial because it'd be a day I'm sitting there looking, that looks so good. I can't stop. I'm going to eat it. I'd just be laying there. They're supposed to, I ate 3 tablespoons. It wasn't just 2. I had to have the 3rd one. It was so good, you know. And then you're sick because you can't hold it. But, I mean, it's just like Thanksgiving because there'd be a time something's good and you're munching on it. Okay, I'm just going to taste it. And you get past that taste. Oh, that was so good. I'll try a little more. And then you're laying out because you've overfed yourself. With the 3rd tablespoon, when you're trying to get the 4th one in, while you're sitting there saying, "Oh, I'm hurting. This is so good."
Mm-hmm.
So I would be the one that they would just say, "No, we go. You just don't."
I
know it helps.
Go ahead.
I know it helps some people who just can't. I understand that, but. To me, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me, you've got this. This is straight. You can only take this, and you can't eat this, and you can't eat that. And then I'm sitting there walking around like, well what am I going to enjoy? Mm-hmm. What am I going to eat?
But,
you know.
Okay, so we have the young ladies in the chat room. They're talking about it, but you know, something like the whole. The whole bypass surgery, gastric bypass surgery. I feel like it's a little bit of both. She said, you know, it's mostly for health reasons. Also, I think there's a little vanity in there as well for some people, because some people went in there, like, it was like hotcakes. As soon as they knew your health insurance went there, like, everybody that, I don't know, maybe because, you know, out here, but it's like everybody that I seen that went and got it done, they turned around and they became big again.
Yeah, same thing here.
It's like, why would you do that? Like, why would you go under the knife? Go through this horrific experience of just waking up and being the ideal size that you wanted, and then you turn around and you get it all back. I think there's just a little bit of vanity in there, because our thing is, if it was all health, you would try your damnest to keep it off. I know after the surgery, there's like that 6-month period where you lose weight, and then like after a year or something like that, you start to gain weight back. But I mean, these people got big again, like the celebrity who's going back under the knife to get it done again. I forget her name. The country singer.
Carpenter? Is it the Carpenter?
Mm-mm.
No, it's not the Carpenter.
Wasn't it?
It
was one of them country singers. I know that, but she had it done.
I know who you're talking about. She had it done. She had lost down.
Mm-hmm.
And she gained it back, and she's having it again.
Right,
no.
She must have it again. Like, really, lady? All right, we got another caller from the 856 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Cindy.
Hey there, Cindy.
Hi,
how
Cindy.
You doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, good. I'm doing good. Welcome to the Honey Suite.
Oh, thank you.
We're talking about the price of beauty tonight. We're talking about a little bit of everything. We talked about the man who divorced his wife. We talked about people getting surgery done on their vajayjay, cosmetic surgery done on their
vajayjay. I wouldn't do all that.
And, you know, and the whole gastric bypass thing. Now, I know you're in the
chat. That was my topic.
Right. You're in the chat room and you say you've done it. So how was that experience for you?
Actually, mine was, like, really, really good. I don't know if it was because I recovered really well, but it was really a good experience overall. I lost 61 pounds.
Cool.
And I went from a size 18 to a 12.
Really?
Yeah.
like you was only a size 18. That's not big in my book. Okay, go ahead.
when you're 5'1", yeah, you kind of like spread out a little more. So through the years, I started gaining a little bit of weight. So I gained 15 pounds from it. But then we went on a health kick, and I lost the 15 pounds. So I'm almost down to the size that I was originally, but now with the exercising and just overall getting more fit, I'm down to the size where I wanted to be, which was a size 6.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, now. Go, girl. Go, curve.
So, I mean, it's been a struggle, and the only thing is that there are a lot of misconceptions. You can't eat what you want. You just have to learn what makes you sick and what doesn't. At first, I couldn't eat Chinese food because it would send me to like straight to the bathroom. And I couldn't eat white rice, but now I can. So it varies. It does changes. At first, I could eat like linguine, fettuccine. Now I can't.
But I say that, you know, you can't eat whatever you want or whatever case would be, but that's what got me in that place or this predicament to begin with.
Exactly.
I was eating everything I wanted. So
I look at it this way, I'm not gonna deprive myself of something that I want. I just know that I can't have, let's say I'm like near Philly, if I want a cheesesteak. I'm going to get my cheesesteak. I'm just not going to be able to eat all of it. So I eat, like, maybe a third of it and get full. But I do eat what I want.
Yeah, you see what you want. So now, when you had the surgery done, and the first time, like, the first couple of months, did you actually exercise?
You know, the funny thing is that they make you, the day of the surgery, they make you start walking in the hospital. And you have to walk 10 minutes, 3 times a day. And then once you're released from the hospital, you're expected to walk 3 30-minute sessions, like right after you leave the hospital. So right away, they want you walking. Like I said, I healed very quickly. So my recovery was very, very fast. I stayed home for 6 weeks, but by the third week, I was up and moving around like nothing.
You was up at a club.
My surgeon had mine done 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, which was crazy. But my mom made these like Spanish things. They're like little tamales, but they were like, she made them like really tiny for me so that I wouldn't feel deprived.
That's cute. That's
and
cute.
I was actually able to eat, and like they had me on real soft food. So I had, like, mashed potatoes, and like she, like, threw the turkey in the blender for me to make it really, really soft. But that was my Thanksgiving, and that was the first year. But after that, it's been fun. I mean.
How long ago have you had it done?
Oh, my. This is 7 years now?
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Long ago. So this is, okay, so for you, it wasn't cosmetic, though. You actually did have health problems.
It was a little bit of both. It was a little bit. I mean, I'm going to be real. I mean, it was vanity. I mean, I didn't want to be a size 18.
Right.
I didn't want to be 210 10 pounds.
Right.
And at the same time, though, my blood pressure had started going up, and I had sleep apnea.
Right.
And
right.
I was a borderline diabetic at the time.
Right.
And now I go to the doctors, and all my doctor appointments are wonderful. We have no, I don't take any medicine at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, my eyes, like, my eyesight, I just went to the eye doctor yesterday. Even my eyes haven't changed. Like, there's no, and my blood pressure and my eyesight is all wonderful. And it's
That's
all related.
That's great. That's great though. I definitely get it. I think I'm on a borderline. Like I said, I've been on the fence about it. I peaked at 420. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Okay.
I peaked at 420, and in the last couple of months, I've lost maybe like 50 pounds.
Okay.
A little over 50 pounds. That's without surgery or anything.
That's
like,
a great start.
That's even without dieting, sort of. All I did really was cut out the soda. But
that's
the thing. Like, I have different
when you're
habits.
Determined.
I have, right, I'm like, if I really put my mind to it, I'm sure, but my thing is this, I personally have habits, but the simple fact that I'm a single lady with no children, so
okay.
I can eat outside food anytime I want, I don't have to, like, it's not mandatory for me to cook, I don't have no man, I don't have no kids, so to me, it's like, it's not mandatory for me to cook every day, that's my thing, so I'm addicted to outside food. I'm a fast food queen.
Okay.
I got all the menus on the side of my bed type situation. Like,
but you can always manage that too. I mean, I have two young ladies and they like to eat out. They don't always want me to cook, but at the same time, it's all about portion control, and that's the bottom line with it.
Bro,
my daughter gained a lot of weight because of her medicines. And she, on just diet and exercise alone, has lost 48 pounds.
Awesome.
Since January.
I need to get on. I'm gonna get on my grind.
Good go, girl.
It's about when, though. That's all it is. It's about when I get on my grind. Like, I'm gonna get on my grind though. I want to fit back into my bathing suit I bought last summer.
Well, that's what I said. Like, if I were to do any kind of surgery, it would definitely be a tummy tuck.
Right, that's the only thing I'm worried about, too. Like, if I get that surgery done, it's going to have all that. But a lot of people, it varies on people. Not everybody
has vary.
That skin and,
mm-hmm.
you know, depends on how you carry your fat now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Huh. And see, all of mine is definitely all in my stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter said I have chicken legs because they're small. And
okay.
I don't have, a lot of fat, a lot of places is just my stomach area.
Mm.
So if I were to get rid of that, I'd be good to go.
Good to go. Okay. Well, you know, they do make this wonderful thing called Spanx.
Yes.
Oh,
and I'm going to have to resort to it in the next couple of weeks. But definitely.
I heard those were the new thing right now, the Spanx.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The tighter, the better.
Oh, wow.
No.
No.
Can't breathe.
That doesn't allow you to eat, that's why.
That's what it was. Like, as I know growing up, my godmother was like that. She used to buy, not the Spanx, this was before Spanx came out, there was the body girl.
Yeah.
The full body girl. Like,
yep.
Who?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta,
I have one in my drawer now that I wear when I go visit my mother.
Right,
but no.
You got the snap. Like, really?
I have one that has, I think it has 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different rows of snaps.
Right.
So as you're changing your weight, you can adjust it.
Oh. Interesting. Maybe I'll invest in one when I go on my little diet.
And that's what it's definitely an investment, because they do run expensive.
Right, they, like, especially if you got boobs. I'm pushing DEF cup, so especially.
That is a blessing. I don't understand.
Got a big back, too. I'm like 48, 50 in the back size.
Hey,
so,
I wish I had that problem.
That is expensive. Like, bras are expensive. Like, you got to catch when they were on sale. They never have sale on good bras, do they?
No, 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 not at all. And they're not even pretty either. That's the worst part.
Oh. They either make your titties look like cones. Like, you know what I'm talking about. They make your titties look like cones, like you got two plastic cones on the, in the front of you. Like, this ain't a Vogue commercial. What the fuck? when did titties become pointy like that? Even when they're perky, they're not pointy like that. What do you
think? No, they're not.
Yeah, no. Make it like, you gotta like stand back and hug somebody.
Do you lose your boobs if you lose weight?
Hmm. Yes. I lost the whole cup.
Really? I don't know.
Wow.
I like your booties. They're so pretty.
I went from a C to a B.
How can I see him in the face if I don't have no boobs?
That was the first place I went. That was horrible.
Sorry.
How can
I see him in the face if I can't? If I, my boobs is what I beat you with. Like,
That's when you like you play up all your other good qualities, your eyes, and my thing is my lips. Gotta play those up.
Talked about this vaginal plastic surgery. They're calling it vagina rejuvenation, vaginal rejuvenation, designer vagina. Would you have something done like that?
Me personally, no.
You know, like, have you? Did you have to get stitched up after you had your baby?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Mm. My first one, I had to have the forceps used.
Oh.
But yeah. Ooh. But no, I like what I look like.
Right. Some people would get it done just for the hell. Like you know, people, especially older women, are getting it done because they want to feel like they 18.
Yeah, no.
Like right. That's it. But that's what surgery is. But I think
I feel like 18 at times.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're as young as you feel. That's the bottom line.
And my thing is, guys come in all shapes and sizes. So
yes, they do.
Guy is not handling this business, then y'all need to find alternatives, and I don't think you should run the surgery. Like, y'all need to run to the swing lifestyle. I'm just saying. You need to become swingers beyond a couple. Y'all married, y'all need to become swingers. I'm telling you, it's not as bad as you may think. As a matter of fact, speaking of swingers,
I'm looking at that thing on the screen.
Tomorrow night as I host Swinger State of Mind radio show with with Trinity Blake. And right now I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to come back right after this break. And we're going to continue this conversation. So please hold. And I think I will be playing some good music because that's what I've been doing all day. I think I've been playing some good music. I have some Gladys Knight and stuff, but I'm going to play some Betty Wright because I just feel like that.
I know
Get all into it. It's just cut off like that. I don't be appreciating my music just be cut off like that. Anyway, welcome back. Ooh, that right there was some funky sensation. And before that, we played music. before that, we played Betty Wright, Clean Up Woman.
Clean Up Woman.
Right, the Clean Up Woman. Played Betty Wright, the Clean Up Woman. I remember about 2 years ago, this happened 2 years ago, I did a show You know, before the Honey Suite, there was the Adult Zone. But it was actually, it's called Phone Fantasy Radio Live. It wasn't even Adult Zone was born yet. We did a show about the cleanup. Well, actually, it was about, yeah, the cleanup woman, so to speak. But it was more of Bill, what would happen if, you know, you found out your husband or your man was seeing his best friend behind your back type thing. Like, we did a whole show on that. Lady C, the show was you even there for the show, Lady C? I think it was there for the show.
I think I was.
It was there for the show, and I tell you, no lie, folks, 24 hours later, we was coming back on air, and our whole account got deleted. Yo, Lady C, that's not even funny, because my feelings were so hurt. My feelings were so hurt. The whole show just got deleted. I don't know what happened. Blog Talk Radio didn't give us no...
You touched the wrong... Somebody had been through that, but I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, like, and the whole show, I thought that was, like, our best show. We had fun. We had the video up, all that. And the whole account got deleted. But that's all right. We made a new account. And we was back up and running, and we've been going 2 years strong. So, Phone Fantasy Radio have two shows on the roster right now. We have this show, The Honey Suite, and we also have Swinger State of Mind radio show about the swinger lifestyles and other alternative desires that people may be interested in, which is tomorrow, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. 805-830-8320 is that number to call in, and I co-host that show with Trinity Blake. I also have some new shows coming on the new year. We got a whole new format for Phone Fantasy Radio. We have Brick House returning this new year.
Yay.
Right, Brick will be back on air. We also have a new show on Thursday nights called The Voyeur. Trinity Blake, she takes you on a journey with her, a more interactive show. She'll be having guests and all that other stuff. So that's what we're doing on the back end. We're preparing for 2013. 2012 was fucking phenomenal. I'm not even going to, like, I really do mean that. Like, we had such an awesome year. We had over, in 3 months, folks, this is just 3 months since I started Swinger State of Mind, August. Up until now, I've had over 12,000 listeners. No lie. The archives, it's crazy. People are downloading the show. People are listening to the show. All that good stuff is happening. And I want to thank everybody who's made Phone Fantasy Radio such a success. Like, we jumped from, you know, just having 1,600 or 1,800 to having 6,000. Last month, we had over 6,000 listens in 1 month, you know, October 1st to October 31st. It came out to 6,114 to be exact. So shout out to everybody that's been checking us out, downloading us, joining us. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/myhoneysuite. We also have WRPF Radio. I got to remember my own damn link sometimes. WRPF Radio on Facebook. We also at Twitter, Phone Fan Radio. That's PHONEFAN Radio. What else? I'm on there, Super Fluffy Flirt on Facebook, and The Crush Hearts on Twitter. And we're just trying to, you know.
Oh, you're back on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Facebook, but I'm still in detention.
Oh.
So I can't comment. I still can't comment on comments. It seems like today I did something to cause me to go back into detention. I didn't even leave detention, but I got another 30 days added.
Oh, man.
Right. I don't know. Like, I use this program, or I use this site that let me post, and I guess the site is no longer no good or something like that, because I was put back in to 10. They told me that, you know, another 30 days.
Wait. You're such a bad girl.
I didn't even do that. Look, I didn't even do that. I don't even know what.
It's like getting fired on your day off, huh?
Exactly. I'm so Friday right now. Yes, that's what happened. So my birthday is coming up on Friday. Go me, go me. Shout out to all the Scorpios Yay. Out there. It's finally here. You know, it's a bittersweet memory. I keep saying that, but I'm still looking forward to it. It's my birthday. Fuck it. If nobody else look forward to it, I look forward to it. So I think we had a good show today. I thank Cindy. I thank Rock for tuning in. And definitely checking us out. Really do appreciate them. Callie was in the building. Thank you, Lady C, for holding it down with me. But before you go, Lady C, I got something to throw past you. Okay, so last night, you know, a friend of mine came by to see me. You know, yeah, nice little guy. He, you know, saying he's interested. He wants me to upgrade and all this other stuff. So before he got here, I said, can you pick me up some cat litter? Because I don't have any cat litter. Like, can you pick me up some cat litter? You know, but what I said was, let me go from the beginning. We was on the phone, and I was like, you know, my birthday is this weekend. You know, and I did it in the sense of, it's my birthday, can you pick me up some cat litter type thing. I'm like, it's my birthday, can you bring me some cat litter? So he was like, oh, okay, all right. So he gets here, and I'm like, where's the cat litter? Oh, I didn't know you met now. What did you think I mean? So I was like, yeah, now. I need cat litter now. I don't need it later. I need it now. So he went back outside. He went to the store. He got him some, like, you know, two little pints of liquor. And he got him his cigarettes or whatever, whatever. He comes back. He come back empty-handed. I said, you went out, you came back, and you still didn't bring me no cat litter? He goes, oh, I didn't know. He's like, I told you I couldn't get it because I only brought enough money for me to get fucked up on. So I was like, okay. And I looked at it like, cat litter is literally $2, $3, folks. But anyway, I laughed it off. So I was sitting up here, and I was making my bed. And I was like, hey, it's my birthday this weekend. Let's go out. That's all I said. Let's go out. His response, do I have to pay?
Wow.
Right, Lady C. So I'm like, I just laughed it off. I was like, well, I have to pay for you on my birthday? Like, and he was like, well, I just wanted to make sure. So I was just like, ha, we'll go Dutch. But I just left it at that. You know, I didn't even stress it. So, I don't know. Like, one guy responded. One guy said, I asked him to take me out so he's not obligated to pay for anything.
No. It's your birthday.
No, I understand. Okay, this is supposed to be the modern thing. This was one of the honey laws. Now, I understand that, you know, whoever acts out is supposed to be their responsibility to pay. However, for me to tell you that it's my birthday, like if you said, you know what, it's my birthday, let's go out, and it's your birthday, like, isn't that nothing void? That was my thing. Isn't it just void if it's my birthday? I'm breathing in the phone, Lady C.
He should take you on your birthday. Hey, I asked the guy, I was taking him out for his birthday. He ended up paying. I told him, okay, we're going to go out for your birthday. He said, all right. He came, got me. We went out. He paid. He's that kind of gentleman. He paid for everything. And it was his birthday. I said, no, I was going to get it. He said, no, I got it. He wouldn't even allow me to pull out anything.
Why do I find those men? Why do I have to find a man that go, do I have to pay? What? Do you have to pay? Like, if somebody can't even pay, like, you couldn't even give me cat litter, let alone you can't even pay for a meal. And mind you, I didn't even say nothing. I was like, I'm a cheap date. Like, I said, I was just playing around. I'm like, I'm a cheap date. We could have went to IHOP. I was like, Really, dude? Really? Oh, man.
Yeah,
but these
right.
are but these are the men that want to be my man. So I'm like,
My birthday is the day you should want to spoil me and make me know that, you know, I'm special. That's the day you're supposed to make her know this is your day. I'm enjoy. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything.
I don't get any of that. I don't get any of that. But then they wonder why I feel the way I feel about certain things. And I'm like, it's that simple. It's stuff like that that make you feel a certain way about men, about relationships, and about getting into certain relationships. Because my thing is, that's a whole nother show. I'm not even going to get into it. Let me just cut my losses now. That's a whole nother show for a whole nother segment. Anyway, folks, we'll be back here on Tuesday, November 13th. It'll be after my birthday. I'll tell y'all what I do, because as of right now, I have no plans for my birthday, none whatsoever. I just said I'll go to Applebee's or any place that sing the happy birthday song and tell them it's my birthday so they can come sing happy birthday to me while I blow out my cupcake candle. I'm like, that's it. Then I was like, you know, I think, I definitely need to get me a new group of friends. I really do.
It's going to take you out and help you celebrate your birthday.
You know, like, really? Then I was like, I don't know, Lady C. I really don't know. It's like, why do I have to throw my own birthday party?
Yeah. At least say, well, okay, if we're not having a party, at least, like you say, let's go to the movie. Let's go eat something. It's your day.
Hmm?
It don't have to be fantastic. It don't have to be a $100 meal.
It doesn't have to be anything. You could just surprise me with a fucking cupcake, with a candle. Just let me know that you thought about me on my birthday. Like, I don't know, Lady C. If this is...
You know, I like these kind of cookies. Come up with those kind of cookies and stuff. Here's a dozen for you. I found cookies that you like. You know?
It's the simplest stuff, but I'm like, do all ladies go through this?
Yes.
Or is it just me?
Yes, we do.
All of y'all go through it.
Go through it. I mean, you gotta, and it's so sad, you find a bunch of toads before you find that prince. And you're sitting there and you're always looking, and when they say certain things in your mind, you're like, did he really say that? Did I hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, okay, no, thank you, no, bye. When you don't call, why you didn't call? You got my number, you ain't called me.
Mm-hmm.
Call me. I call you all the time. I ain't heard from you. I work. You work, I work, okay?
I'm so done. I really am.
Oh,
but
I have one that told me he enjoyed talking to me, and he missed talking to me, but he hasn't called me back. He texts me.
What's up with that texting love?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. I just got my 90-second mark. We're going to have to continue this conversation next week, girl.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. The toes before the prince. That's what we're going to call it next week's show. Thank you for tuning in and sharing the night with me, Lady C. Thanks to Cindy. Thanks for Rock. Thanks to everybody that tuned in or that's going to tune in. And I'll see y'all next week, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320. The website, PoemFantasyRadio.com. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Be warm. And have fun. It's my birthday. On that note, I'm going to leave off with a song because this is just how I'm feeling right now. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Know me. For birthday.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
bag.
Yeah.
So I'm turning around and I'll pick up the slack.
Get your sexy out.